Hi there, and welcome back to the third of three specials from International AER 2014. We hope you've enjoyed these specials. They're a little different than our usual type of recordings. And by that I mean, when we do CSUN or NFB, ACB, we're asking questions about general type things, like what would anybody want to do with these particular products or services? And in this particular venue, we're asking questions that are directly related to those in vocational rehabilitation or education. So if you know your VI teacher would like to learn more about technology out there, or if you have a counselor that you would like to show resources to, turn them on to these specials and have them come on over to saratalk.com or listen to SBN Radio to learn more about these types of things. And if you yourself happen to like this kind of coverage or want to learn more about the organization AER, head on over to the website that's available in show notes and join. That's the best way to help out with any organization that you're interested in, be it something that's consumer-oriented or something that's professionally oriented. You would be really surprised how much great networking and information you can learn from those who've been doing a job or a profession or a long-term career, because these organizations have valuable information from people who've been around the block for a really long time. And I don't mean that in a negative fashion, because I myself unfortunately fit that description. But what I mean is that a lot of these organizations are graying out, as you heard in the first special. So learning the oral history of an organization or learning from those who've been doing this job for a long time means a lot. And you might find yourself really coming back to that information. Speaking of information, let's just jump on into the first interview of this particular special, shall we? Joe Steinkamp back in San Antonio, Texas at the International AER Convention with our lovely and wonderful sponsors, HIMSS, and someone who is, well, I assume lovely and wonderful himself. I would not actually know. Mr. Dave Wilkinson. Dave, how are you doing today, sir?
It's a HIMSS-tastic day to be here, so...
You know, that made it into show notes.
I know.
I was very, very proud to type that into show notes.
I really enjoy it. I like to tell people to have a HIMSS-tastic day.
That is new, and I actually said that to Jamie when he got home from Las Vegas after asking if he had checked for bed bugs.
That's a scary thought that was in the same sentence.
Well, you know, we aim to please to make sure that our staff is doing well after a convention. It can be very tiring.
It can.
But what is not tiring is the world of education, which is part of this particular conference, and that there are people here, VR professionals and educators, learning about technologies that are available. And you did a session earlier today on, well, this thing I'm not good at, math.
And I'm not really good at it either, which is why we have a calculator in our note takers. But yes, we did a session earlier today that was all about Nemeth and our note taker. HIMSS has a lot of educational features that have come to the forefront this year. We'll get to some of the other products in a bit. But on our note taker line alone, with the U2 and all of its friends, the U2 Mini, the U2 with the QWERTY keyboard, and actually the BrailleSense Plus will support Nemeth as well as a version 8.1, which was released earlier this year, and we've since had another firmware upgrade. Now's a good time to point out that firmware upgrades are always free, which goes over really well in schools because it's fewer purchase orders to fill out.
Oh, yeah.
But we were the first to introduce Nemeth in use for the calculator, and then we incorporated Nemeth into our word processor earlier this year. And what sets us apart, besides having a full built-in help system to be able to tell you what symbol to use and what circumstances, is that when you save our Nemeth creations as Word files and print them from a regular computer, then you're actually getting regular math instead of words that represent mathematical symbols, which is some of the other Nemeth solutions are doing. So that instead of seeing, you know, SQT for square root, you're seeing that little sighty thing that is the actual symbol for a square root. So it allows for your students to be able to do their homework and turn it in and have it look just like their compatriots' homework is looking. And you can actually take it a step further so that if a teacher is then looking at that paper and they're looking at it electronically on their computer and they save it as a rich text file and send it back to the student with comments on how well the student did or did not do, the student can open the file on the U2 and they're going to be seeing the Nemeth results along with the comments that the teacher made in literary Braille. So you're going to be able to read the teacher's direct feedback and not have to rely on your TVI or a middle person to be able to be translating what all those red marks mean.
Independence.
Yeah, that's right. That's what that word is.
Yeah.
Another really neat feature that we introduced with version 8.2 is the ability to password protect and essentially lock out various functions on the BrailleSense so that a teacher can set up the BrailleSense U2 with or without any features that they want. If they would rather not have the student wander over into Facebook or YouTube and focus primarily on word processing, then you can lock out specific features and password protect them, which makes the U2 ideal for test taking. You can control the environment and the materials that the student has access to.
That makes it a lot harder for us to say, I need my Braille display and note taker to take this test, ma'am.
That's right. That's right. But at the same time, what it does allow you to do is actually use your Braille sense for that test, so you're in a comfortable environment, but it lets the teacher lock out all the cool stuff that you want to use to look up the answers. So we both get a little bit of what we want.
I like this.
We also introduced a macro manager, which students will be a lot more interested in probably than teachers. You can take complex keystrokes and reduce them into a couple of keystrokes. You can have unlimited macros with unlimited keystrokes, so students can have a macro that would go into a file and write, I really don't like this class, and have it displayed on a monitor, all within a couple of keystrokes. So it would be really hard to deny a student such a pleasure.
That's true, and you actually did a demo of that on the HIMSS special earlier this month.
I certainly did, you're right.
I know, it seems like a long time ago. That was several conferences
that was several
ago.
Several states ago.
But there's a wonderful demo, and you can go back through serotalk.com to be able to hear that, because you show how to do that and talk about how powerful that particular feature is.
It's a really neat feature. And then we have other educational features built in that we've had for a long time. We have access to Google Maps. We have a built-in GPS receiver, a built-in compass, so you can now find your way to the next class using your HIMSS product.
Right. Or have an excuse to take it on O&M, you know, sessions.
Absolutely. Right? You can look up all the nefarious places that are in the neighborhood and see if you can divert your O&M instructor to a different
location.
There's
an ice cream place nearby. I'll offer to pay. Let's have a mobility lesson at the ice cream. Okay, now that's actually out of my own playbook, but I digress.
And see, this is proof that I've had too many conferences. I'm still stuck on places that people will be looking for in Vegas.
So you could find the Riverwalk, or you could find the Alamo, and not necessarily where Ozzy Osbourne was at the Alamo. And
I've been thinking about old Ozzy barking at the moon on the Alamo.
Yeah, absolutely. Or the IMAX theater that's over by the shopping mall, which is adjacent from the Alamo. There's a lot of things you could find in this general area, and that makes doing conferences like this. So if you're a VR professional, having those tools and being able to look around and then, you know, get an idea that if you want to use E24 or, hey, no, it's faster for me to go right down the street.
That's right. Well, and you can have multiple applications open so that you can flip in between your GPS program and brochures that you may have downloaded ahead of time.
And Yelp.
Or Yelp. and so you're just flipping back and forth. You can have, you know, seven different applications open at once.
And then for those who are in the hotel room, they could actually be using eBot to be able to read those lovely menus that are usually in some weird type of font or writing.
They could, and they could be looking at eBot as the only near-distance video magnifier with optical character recognition that can send an image wirelessly to an Android or iPad. How many times have I said that in the last few months?
True.
but we have on display here the eBot Advanced and the eBot Pro. And the eBot Pro in particular is really cool because you've got motorized cameras, so you can just sit there with the remote and crank the camera from near view to distance view or pan it around the room just using your thumb. And, you know, I mean, we've been using our thumbs for years to change our environment with the TV remote, so now we may as well be able to change the actual environment with a remote.
Like James says in his presentation, it's great for multiple disabled individuals in the classroom.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is. And the motors are quiet enough that you're really not going to notice in a classroom. We do have OCR so that if you're wanting to use a dual approach to learning, if you're using dual modalities, you could have audio and visual happening at the same time. Obviously, we do have a headphone jack so that if you're doing that, your neighbor doesn't have to hear about you know, whatever you're listening to. I'm surprised at how many people always ask if there's a headphone jack, like we would have forgotten one.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a very good question, because maybe you're reading something confidential, or maybe you're reading some feedback back from the professor that might not want to be shared with all your friends and peers in the classroom. But you mentioned three little letters. You mentioned O, C, N, and R.
This is true.
Yeah. I think there's a little handheld device that you've been talking about as well that involves those three little letters.
There is indeed. The Blaze EZ, our latest digital book reader, which incorporates the old school format that everyone forgot about when they were making book readers, that being print. So that we've got all the features that you've grown to know and love on a digital book reader with wireless and Bluetooth and the ability to listen to a wide variety of formats from doc to rich text, to NIMUS, to your Bard books, your Bookshare books, Learning Ally. I always forget about 30 formats that they can do.
Yeah.
The ability to listen to virtually any music format imaginable, 10 different presets on your equalizer. But then when you get back, when you're sitting down at your desk in that hotel room and there's that piece of paper that's always been a mystery, you couldn't figure it out, old school is cool. We go back to Blaze and you can snap a picture and have the document read back to you so you know what your choices are for dinner that evening.
And what's even neat is you can hear demos of that on your Blaze by listening to the hymn specials either through the Sarotalk Podcast Network on SPN Radio through the streaming radio app or through the podcast themselves, because Sarotalk and Triple Click and That Android Show and End of Line are all in the podcast directory for the Blaze.
That's right. We like to think of it as reducing the stream to a trickle.
There you go. So all that and more, and where can people find out more about all these wonderful education and VR-based products?
You can find out more about our products by going to our website at www.hims-inc.com. I would also encourage you while you're there to go to our webinars page, which is hims-inc.com/webinars, and sign up for one of our webinars that's coming up where we look at a lot of these products in more depth.
And you definitely want to put your hands on these and learn about some of the stuff that we've talked about, or go back to the footage that we had from earlier back at NFB when Dave and I were much more awake before some of these conferences happened during the summer.
That's right. There have been casinos between then and now.
And there must be coffee between now and then before these go up online.
That's right.
For the Sarotalk Podcast Network, this is Joe Steinkamp with by far one of the more entertaining people here in San Antonio, Dave Wilkinson, our sponsors for international AER coverage.
Welcome to international AER coverage for Sarotalk, sponsored by HIMSS. And I am at the HumanWare booth and talking with Dan Brown from HumanWare. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Hey, Ricky. Doing good.
Awesome. It is great to see you. And, of course, this is the AER conference really focuses a lot on education, and HumanWare is certainly big in that area. You guys have done some pretty exciting stuff with regard to that. Yeah, why don't we start with the Braille note and talk about a couple of those things. What's going on for those people who either have to or in some cases maybe even like to do math?
Yep. So on the Braille Note Apex, we have just released a little while ago Keysoft 9.4.1, and basically that enhances some of the Nemeth capabilities, but also we added features like the ability to look at PowerPoints. So Nemeth we actually added at the beginning, beginning of the year, end of last year,
right?
On the Braille Note, and what I like to think of this as really is a continuum, because in education, you know, I think it's very important that, you know, first of all, before you can write Nemeth, the student has to understand Nemeth.
Yes.
And so on the Braille Note, the way that we address that is we have the Nemeth tutorial, and Dr. Kapperman worked with us very closely to, you know, to design that for the Braille Notes. And that's been there for a long time. What's changed about that is that it's now distributed for free along with Keysoft. It used to be an accessory that customers could purchase, but now it's basically included with every unit. So if you go into the unit, you choose extensions and the Nemeth tutorial, then there's a list of, I believe there are like 18 different main categories that you can choose from, like Braille numbers and basic indicators, addition,
right,
subtraction, fractions and divisions. All of that is laid out for you all the way from the very basics, all the way up to like sigma notation and, you know, all of that trigonometric stuff that, you know, none of us remember.
Yeah, we try to run away from that. But if somebody has to do it, HumanWare's got you covered.
So it has, you know, basically there's for each lesson under those 18 major categories, for each lesson that you go into, let's say you choose fractions, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's an explanation that tells you what the chapter is going to cover and the basic signs that are going to be shown. Then you've got reading exercises where you're actually reading something, you know, that appears on the Braille display. And then what the Braille Note says is, you know, read this out loud and then check with me to make sure that you read it correctly. Basically to make sure that you interpreted the signs.
Yes.
Right? So you've got that component. The third one is writing exercises. There you have the Braille Note will actually say, write the fraction 2/5. And so it just runs you through these various exercises. Can you do this? Can you do that? And there's interactive feedback, Ricky. So it will basically say correct or excellent or oops, try again, you know, that kind of stuff. And the last one is proofreading exercises. So with that one, you're basically looking at something that was brailled, but there's a couple, maybe one or two errors in there that you are, tasked with correcting for each various problem. So that's Nemeth. As I said, the Nemeth tutorial, it's basically there to, you know, if you're a teacher and you are saying, okay, this week we're going to cover fractions, or this week we're going to cover exponents or radicals or whatever it may be, then you can go over that chapter with your student in the Nemeth tutorial and make sure that they know the signs before they're in class going, oh, geez, how do I write that? Now, in the word processor, the main feature that we added for Nemeth was when you're in a document, you start off writing a grade 2 or a contracted Braille, as you normally would. Mm-hmm. But then when you want to switch to Nemeth mode, and you can go back and forth, you do a backspace with the letter N, and that puts you right into Nemeth. And as you're typing, it's going to give you, if you have the speech setting set correctly, character by character feedback. So if you do an open fraction sign, it'll say open fraction indicated.
Right.
And so it gives you, that way if a student makes a mistake or, you know, a typo or what have you, they'll have that feedback. So, and of course, they can turn it off if they want to. But I always encourage at the beginning for people to leave that on.
Certainly.
So that they, you know, they have that kind of feedback. Now, the other major point, because we always like to, you know, tie it back to students and teaching, is, you know, even if you've gone through the Nemeth tutorial, even if you've, you know, worked with this for a while and you're typing in Nemeth, there are going to be symbols that you don't know what they are, right?
Yes.
What is pi?
Mm-hmm. Okay?
So if you do a backspace with 3-5, dots 3-5, that is your Nemeth symbol selector, and that takes you into a list of categories again. So for pi, it would be, Greek symbols.
Yes.
And you would move down that list. You see pi. You can look at the symbol there, you know, to see what it is. But even better than that, if you hit enter, it's going to put that symbol right in your document.
That's very cool.
And so
if you're looking for, hey, I need to enter tangent or I need to enter pi or whatever, I could just...
What is my radical sign for square root? Any of that you can take in. Or if you remember what square root is, but you don't remember what the termination sign is for the square root.
Yes, that would be me.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm almost there. I'm like 75% there. Exactly. So that's basically Nemeth. The other key component is that, obviously, with the BrailleNet, you have a VGA port, so you can attach it to a screen. Your teachers, whether they be a teacher of the visually impaired or an actual, you know, classroom mathematics teacher, get that feedback. And I call that, you know, you eliminate the black box approach.
Yes,
right?
And I think that's important. If you're you know, sort of troubleshooting, why don't we understand this part of math? Well, let's look at how you're doing it.
Let's look at what you're typing in. Exactly right. So, and of course, you can email the document if you want to. You can save it to a thumb drive. All of your normal things, you can print it out.
Yes.
All of the normal stuff that you do with the BrailleNote is still present, but when it encounters that Nemeth, it'll basically translate it into readable text that the teacher can look at.
Yes, so gone are the days of the giant Perkins Brailler and then somebody transcribing it.
That's... Well, with a little bit of a caveat, because we still sort of recommend, we also sell the Mount Batten Learning System, which is our, basically an electronic Brailler with speech and Braille combined. But
there are certainly still uses for that, yes.
We really recommend that when a student is first learning a concept in math, because math is such a spatial language, we like them to do it on paper first.
Yes.
So that, you know, they get the concept, and then, you know, once they've really understand the concept, then transfer it over to the note taker, that kind of deal.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, that's just because on a note taker, no matter what note taker it is, you're dealing with such a small display.
Yeah, you
that
have
really
a single line of cement text.
It first on paper,
you know,
because on the note taker, you're going to be moving back and forth just to see, you know, one equation. And if you're solving like a system of equations where you've got three different unknown variables, you're trying to, there's going to be a lot of back and forth going on. That's
absolutely.
So you got to understand those concepts. But yeah.
And the cool thing about the BrailleNote with its lovely Nemeth and of course the new PowerPoint support is that you're doing free upgrades now, correct?
Absolutely.
So for people who maybe have KeySoft 9.3 3 or mm-hmm, some such.
Or even 9.2. If they're back several versions, they can go to our website, download that, and then all you have to do is put it on an SD card or a thumb drive, plug it in. The BrailleNote will automatically sense it and will say, okay, if you want to perform an upgrade, just press reset. And you do that, and then it, you know, basically starts the process. So, you know, we've been around a long time, Ricky. I mean, I can remember the days where, you know, you had to do an upgrade. It was, you know, hold down these three keys and then cross your fingers,
yes,
on the other hand,
and
you better pray. You better pray you had a certain size SD card and that the moon was in a certain phase. And,
yes,
you know,
so
those days are over, which is really good.
That is fantastic.
Very briefly, just to talk about PowerPoint support. Because I think that's probably almost as big as the Nemeth.
It is a huge deal. Certainly.
If you have some, because, you know, who among us, whether you're in school, whether you're, you know, working professionally, has not been sitting in a room with somebody at the front of the room giving a PowerPoint presentation, but not so good at the slide-by-slide narration?
Yes, and we're in the back cursing them, hey, as you can see on this slide.
As you can see on this, if they're, and what's worse even is when they go off in a tangent, you don't know if this is something that's on the slide or if they really have a whole PowerPoint slide on that fishing trip they took last summer.
This is the slide with the answer to life, the universe, and everything, but we're not going to talk about that because you can read it yourself.
We're
going
to skip past that, yeah. So the PowerPoint is a little unique in that the way that we did PowerPoint support is that we didn't just dump it into a text file.
Okay? Right.
What we actually did is we follow, it basically opens the PPTX file, and it gives you the whole index. So, not that anyone would ever do this, but if you walked in a little bit late, you could jump right to slide 10 and open it there in the presentation if you needed to. But, you know, basically, once you open a slide, whether it's slide 1, slide 10, what have you, you're seeing exactly what is on that particular slide that presumably, if they're up at the front of the room, the presenter is talking about.
Yes.
So if there are bullet points, if there is something, you know, laid out in a table, even if there's a picture. Now, the picture may not be described because, you know, as you know, with PowerPoint, you can do that, you know, descriptive text in the picture, but most people don't. And so, but we always tell you on the BrailleNote that a picture is there. And so you have that instant cue. Now, if the file name is meaningful, you know, girl sitting under a tree reading a book, .jpg, you know, that's one thing. But if it's 16943178999475.jpg, at least you know it's there, and you can raise your hand and say, excuse me, you know, teacher, I see there's a picture, or I'm told there's a picture on this slide. What is that picture? So I think just for, you know, continuity, that makes it very good. So let's see. If there are notes on the slide, those notes will be visible to you as well. And at the bottom of every slide, there's like a previous, to jump to previous slide, next, and then in the middle there's an index. So
you can just jump right back to the index and go
right
five slides ahead.
Yeah,
which is
you know, like I said, it all depends on the presenter, right? Sometimes they're very good about, okay, I've advanced a slide. But sometimes, you know, people even skipper, oh, we're not going to worry about 6, 7, and 8. You know, it's like, you know, so then you have to go to 9.
So this is good. I mean, it gives you the control that you need. If you're going to have to deal with PowerPoints, this is a really nice way to be able to do it.
Yeah. Now, the one last thing that I'll tell you about our 9.4.1 update, we talked about PowerPoint a little bit. Sendero GPS has been on the BrailleNote for many, many, many years.
Yes, long time.
What we chose to do in 9.4.1 is we now have a feature called Key Maps. And think of this as all of the virtual features of GPS are there for free. So there's no charge for that. You go into navigation from the main menu. And if you haven't registered, it'll ask you to please register. And then it will let you download a map from the internet, assuming you have a wireless connection. You can download a map from the internet for any state. And I've done this. I was at ACB conference a little while ago in Nevada. And so I just downloaded Nevada. It was like, you know, 15 minutes. So because the map files are large.
It takes a while. It's not instantaneous, sure.
But you can't. So once again, no real need for computer access. As long as you have that internet connection, you can download the map for that region, and then just browse around whatever. If you type in an address, like, you know, we were at the Riviera, obviously, I can say, okay, what restaurants are on there? If I want to walk from the Riviera to the Mirage and see the volcano go through the waterfall, you know, I can tell how to get there. So it's great for route planning. And the main reason we did this is because we talked to a lot of people, and they said, you know, I'm not really carrying my Braille note out and about too much for GPS stuff, but I use it for route planning.
Yeah,
how many
the
streets
virtual
do I have to cross?
Exploration is great.
Yeah, so that's kind of a rundown on the Braille note.
That is excellent.
New features. Yeah.
Yes, and again, 9.41 free upgrade to those of you
with
an older version of KeySoft. For people who want to learn more and go buy all of the wonderful things that HumanWare has to offer, what's the best place to do that?
Let's start with our website. So it's www.humanware.com. Our main number in the United States to speak with someone in customer service is 1-800-722-3393. And then email is just to ask general questions, info@humanware.com.
Fantastic. Dan, thank you so much for taking a bit of time to speak with me about all these cool things, and we wish you a wonderful show.
Thank you, Ricky. Great to talk to you.
For the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
Welcome back to San Antonio, everyone, for international AER coverage sponsored by HIMSS. This is Joe Steinkamp here with Stefan from Optilec Inc. Hello, sir.
Hello, Joe. Good to see you again.
Good to see you, too. Are you acclimatizing to the lovely Texas weather? Have you gone outside and melted yet? Have you?
I tried, but it's so hot, you know. I'm from California now, and I'm so used to the common temperatures around 70s, and now this year, I'm melting.
We have 70s, and it's usually around 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, that's good, but then I'm not awake normally.
No. I don't blame you in the slightest. But we are both awake here on the show floor here and talking about products and services, mostly towards education and the vocational rehabilitative type peoples. And what is new here at show that would interest those individuals?
Well, what we really noticed from all the teachers that came by, they really looked at our portables, as we normally see. But the funny thing is that we see a lot of teachers always touching the screen, because they all now are used to the iPads and all the common things. And happily, we have now a touch screen on our portable, the Compact Touch HD. And so now we can say, no, don't touch this screen, but touch the other screen, and you'll see it works. And they are blown away, because the image quality is really very sharp. They can easily get it with the text maneuvers. It's easy to handle it in their hands.
It's very stylized looking, too. So when they compare it to those phones and other mobile devices, it feels like it's one of them.
Absolutely. It's not stigmatizing, as we always say, and the people like to be seen like that. If you now go to your classroom and you pick out your portable and you use it, people just look at it, okay, it's not a kind of an iPad.
Can I borrow your phone for a moment? Yeah, there you go.
So. Exactly. So that's really nice. It's a touchscreen, as I said. Everything is done by your fingers, a very easy user interface. It has a nice handle. And the good thing is that handle comes off if you want to. So if you need an extra battery lifetime, you can add an extra handle, because the handle is the battery, or the battery is the handle. And you add an extra 3 hours lifetime.
Is that new to that unit, or was that in the earlier compact?
It was already in the unit, but we also have now a separate charger, so you can separately charge your extra battery.
Right. Okay, so if you needed to have that wait or come back later and know you're going to be doing something for a really long time, you could be charging that separately, pick that back up, and slap it on and keep going.
Exactly. That's exactly what I meant. So also the other thing, Joe, what is really interesting for the people is that normally when we freeze the image and we zoom in on the image, what happens, a part of the image disappears out of your screen.
Right.
And most of the part, that part that you want to read, of course.
Right.
So we have built in an interface that you can pan around, so you can even see what's outside of your screen. So
that sounds a lot like what the FarView used to do, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. We learned well there, and now we just made it a little bit easier with the fingers and the user, the touch interface.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So the Compact Touch HD, what we notice here at the show, teachers really love it, and they are aiming to get it in their hands for the students. Another nice product that I would like to mention is the MultiView HD. We had already for a long time the MultiView, but as we all know, the kids don't like to sit in the front of the class, a little bit more to the back, and that's not always the best spot for your camera.
Right.
So we have a better camera now with a good optical zoom, but also an HD camera.
Better for the whiteboards and the blackboards and those kinds of things.
Exactly. And even, don't tell anybody, spying on your neighbors. But, you know, the good thing is it's a very light machine now. It's lighter than the other unit that we had before, the MultiView. The MultiView HD, the weight right. is about 2 kilos less.
Right.
Also, we have built in an additional light, which helps you in a darker environment to have enough light on your paper so your image quality stays very high, easy to read.
Really good for those teachers who use the overheads and students who have to copy from some type of whiteboard or projector.
Exactly, yeah. So it is a very brief overview of those two products. I would certainly recommend to contact Optlec to ask for a demonstration locally, because we have a wide network in the States, as you know, with authorized dealers that know everything about the product and are more than happy to come out. So please contact us at our free phone number, 800-826-4200. I repeat, 800-826-4200. Or, of course, you can go to our website, optelec.com, where we have all the products and videos from the products, but also an ability to ask for a demonstration.
Absolutely fantastic. And don't forget to see things like the ClearView and also some of the other easy reading products that are available when you go to check it out. Because some of those standalone products with the touchscreen, I'm just telling you, really helpful. And having controls on the XY table, still one of the greatest things this company ever has done. And it's what people expect from Optelec.
Thank you so much for mentioning it, Joe. Yeah, you're right. The ClearView, I don't want to forget to mention that, because that's an machine that we also noticed that in education it's picking up more since we integrated the text-to-speech. And as you know, we also have a touchscreen interface now with the ClearView.
Yep.
So for video magnification, you have the control on the table. But once you go into text-to-speech, for longer text, you want to easily read that document, touch the screen, take a picture, and it takes a full-page image. So not only a part that you see on your screen, no, it will take the full page, and then it will analyze it and will process the image for you, and you can read the whole document. Store it, if you like, open documents. It's a very versatile unit, and we see an increase of demand for that.
Really easy to use UI. Definitely something when you call that number to find out more about from the local dealer and get a demonstration.
Stay tuned. Later this year, we also come up with our improved ClearNote HD.
Oh.
Did I mention touchscreen?
Uh-oh.
Stay tuned.
There you go.
So later this year, we have to talk again, Joe, because I think I owe them to give them more information about products that are coming. This is only one, and I promise there are more products coming very soon now.
Gives you a reason to go to optelec.com for sure.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. So optelec.com, and call, if you like, to our free phone number, 800-826-4200. 800-826-4200.
Thank you for your time, sir. And as always, thank you for the information about Optelec Systems, and I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe, for this opportunity. It's a pleasure to see you again, and I'm sure we'll see each other soon in September, October.
Absolutely. Maybe when it's cooler, right?
Hey, that would be great. Come to San Diego. We have a little bit more moderate temperature there.
Absolutely. I like San Diego. That is a nice place to be for the anniversary at CSUN next year. That's going to be huge.
Oh, that's going to be huge. Absolutely. Yeah, in our backyard again. So it's going to be a very exciting season. I remember the time that we introduced the ClearView speech a little year ago. That was a brilliant event for us, and I think we have something similar coming for next year again.
It's going to be interesting to see what everybody brings to show at that particular one, and definitely going to be interesting to walk the hallways and talk about history being made.
Absolutely, yeah. It's always nice to see all the people active in this field, because I think what we all are working very hard on is getting the right solutions for the people that they can do the things they like to do and to stay independent. And I'm proud to be part of this in this industry. I think Optelec is one, but there are many other companies also in the market. They're day in, day out working hard to make this happen. And that's fantastic.
And we're celebrating our second year anniversaries, right?
Yeah.
Been at this just a short time. Short time at all. Absolutely.
All right.
But good to see you. From the floor of San Antonio at International AER, celebrating their own 30th anniversary, I'm Joe Steinkamp from the Saratalk Podcast Network, sponsored by HIMSS.
Experience the power and versatility of BrailleSense Firmware 8.2.
You asked, HIMSS delivered.
Collaborate with your friends and colleagues with our Facebook app. Simplify complex keystroke combinations with our Macro Manager. Record in DAISY, and so much more. We can't list all the new features here, so visit us on the web at www.hims-inc.com or find us at the summer conventions. HIMSS, your needs are our solutions.
Looking for the perfect gift for a loved one with vision loss? Elegant Insights Braille Creations offers a distinctive collection of jewelry and accessories, all handcrafted, made in the USA, and embossed in crisp, readable Braille. Find us on the web at elegantinsightsjewelry.com or call us at 509-264-2588. Elegant Insights Braille Creations, jewelry and accessories with a tactile twist.
Welcome back, everyone, to International AER. I'm Joe Steinkamp here with Scott Moore of AI Squared, the ever-growing AI Squared. How have you been, sir?
I've been very good. Great to be here at the show.
Have you gotten some Tex-Mex in you?
A little bit.
It's a big difference from up in Vermont, I'm quite sure.
It is. Different kind of Mexican cuisine.
Yes. Those are called jalapenos, not jalapenos. I'm just going to let you know ahead of time. That might be a problem. Guacamole. But that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk about all the fantastic products that are being used in education and in the workplace from AI Squared.
Okay. Let's talk about it.
Okay. I happen to like Zoom Text a lot. Full disclosure, I've been a user of Zoom Text since the days of DOS and 3-inch floppies. But over that time, Zoom Text has increased to be just a lot more than what it was originally as a screen magnification product, and then, of course, assistive speech, and then later on scanning, and then scripting, and just a lot. So what seems to be going on these days, other than say, oh, there's a Windows update and we all have to work with it?
Well, there's a Windows update and we all have to work with it. Well, the big news this year and over the last 18 months has been getting onto the Windows 8 platform originally, and that involved us developing a new architecture for Zoom Text, which we're now porting backwards into Windows 7. So that will be Zoom Text 10.1 for Windows 7, coming out hopefully here in the early fall. Also, along with that has been the arrival of Zoom Text for the Mac that came out earlier last year, and we've been evolving that rapidly over the last 18 months by adding in more screen enhancement functionality, as well as some screen reading and document reading tools.
Window panning was a big one, huh?
Yes. So that's evolving very well, and we're getting a lot of traction in the Mac marketplace with that product. And as you mentioned, the scan and read products that we've introduced with Image Reader, we're currently working on a version for the Mac on that as well. So Image Reader will continue to evolve with new features, particularly things like a book mode or multi-page mode, support for importing PDFs, and many other things to continue fleshing out the project or the
you
product.
You mean App Reader and PDF for real? For real? I mean, it works now, but now import? That is awesome.
Yes.
I like this idea a
lot.
Well,
it's coming. That's in the roadmap in the near term.
I still like it either way. Yeah. Just even the pleasure to know that that is a possibility, I'm all happy.
And, of course, now with GW Micro part of AI Squared, that's a big news for us as well. So we're really looking at completing the full spectrum of products from early vision loss to full blindness, providing solutions for all of those folks. And then over the long-term roadmap with that complete product line, continuing to refine the brand and the feature set and the product offering so that it's very seamless as you migrate through that progression.
Absolutely. And WindowEyes 9, from what it sounds like, is a possibility maybe sooner than later. And
Looking like the fall time frame for that as well. And the big emphasis on that, of course, is all about the web.
Absolutely.
So reading in forms, all types of web pages, really enhancing it in every way so that the web experience and access to web content is more complete and user-friendly.
You know, we do that this year in AT Show where we talk about the biggest stories of the year, and there's just no way we're not going to not talk about the merger or WindowEyes for Office or anything like that. There just seems to be something new going on all the time at AI Squared.
That's true. It's been pretty active over the last 18 months. Exciting for us because we see a lot of opportunities for all of these events that have occurred and looking into the future over the next 2 or 3 years. Things happening probably in every 3 to 6 month time frame, something exciting to announce.
Absolutely. And being there on mobile, on Mac, on Windows, great for educators who have to learn those new things as an educator who might be visually impaired, or for those who are actually considering vocation, that's a great thing because you know that you have that kind of product able to work in those environments, which could be a call center or it could be an office.
Yes. And another thing that we've been doing over the last 6 months or so is really ramped up the ZoomText University and the on-site education programs that we have. So hopefully some of the folks out there have had an opportunity to attend some of those classes. If not, and you're interested in one, give us a call and we can let you know when a class may be happening in your area, or you may be able to help us set one up.
And if you're an educator or an assistive technology trainer, there's even the testing program, if I remember correctly.
That's correct. You can go online and get certified as a ZoomText expert, so to speak, by taking the online courses and taking the online test. It's very easy to do.
Fantastic. And where can people find out more about these lovely products, my friend?
AI squared with a D on the end, .com.
Absolutely. Scott, thank you for your time, and just go for the bland stuff, whatever doesn't have a pepper next to it.
Thank you.
Not a problem. For the Saratalk Podcast Network, reporting from International AER, sponsored by HIMSS, this is Joe Steinkamp.
Live at International AER in San Antonio, I'm Ricky Enger, getting coverage for this conference sponsored by HIMSS, and I am at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired booth. I'm talking with Gene Williamson. Hi, Gene, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. It is so great to see you guys at a conference like this. As a person who attended summer programs when I was younger, TSBVI certainly has a special place in my heart. But you guys do a lot of stuff that is influential even outside Texas. So even for people who aren't attending the school, you produce some things that are useful to teachers and useful for transition and things like that. Why don't we talk about a couple of the publications you guys are working on right now?
Well, all of our publications are available on our website, which is www.tsbvi.edu. And we have a new web store to make things easier to order. We have our third edition of TAPS that came out this past year, and we made it even easier for the O&M teachers to do their evaluations by putting all of the evaluations on a flash drive this year.
That's cool. So they can carry this around and just kind of fill things out on the road?
And save them for their each individual students. We are also working on experiences and transition curriculum. We have an exit program at the school. We will eventually have 10 different volumes that cover various areas like personal management, household management, health management, mental health management. There are so many things that are going to be coming out. We will continue to keep people informed as to where we are in this process. Unfortunately, it takes a lot longer than what we would like it to.
But of course, it's a long process.
It will be out.
It's worth it.
It is worth it. It's totally worth it. And people can go to the website and look and see the descriptions of all of the various publications that we produce.
And when someone does purchase a curriculum, how do they then receive those materials? Are they available for download? And what kinds of file formats are available there?
Some of our publications are text files for people who are visually impaired, so that they can get them on disk, or the books for people who are teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And our director is here from the curriculum department, and she can give you some more information. Her name is Deborah Sewell.
Very nice.
And Deborah is coming right behind you, Rick.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
I am wonderful. We are actually on mic right now. I'm doing an interview for the Saratalk podcast so that people who weren't able to make it to AER can learn about what you guys do at TSBVI.
All right. Well, we are just one piece of TSBVI. We have a large school program, and we also have special programs for kids who come in for short-term programs for summertime and during the school year. And the curriculum department is a piece of the school, part of the school, and we write publications, curriculum, publications for teachers of the visually impaired and O&M specialists and parents to use when they are working with their students with visual impairments.
When you're going to create something new, how do you go about deciding, okay, this is what is needed, something like this doesn't exist yet, so we want to create a curriculum for
pretty much we look at what's out there, and we don't like to recreate the wheel when we don't have to. What's out there, and we determine what needs the field, you know, has, and we pull in people. We do not do this all by ourselves. We pull in people from the field. We just finished updating an O&M curriculum that we had, TAPS, and it took us 4 years because we pull in people from all over the place, not just at our school.
And I think that's what makes these things so high quality, is that you are looking for experts and taking a lot of time to research things before they're released.
Right, because we don't have all the knowledge at Texas School for the Blind, so bringing in other experts is very beneficial for us.
Absolutely. We were just talking about purchasing things from the newly created, store for
Is brand new. We have gotten our web store up now, and so you can go to the curriculum publication site on the TSBVI site and order any of our publications through the web store.
Excellent. So that's tsbvi.edu is the main site for that. And
correct.
You can check that out, as well as all the other wonderful things that TSBVI does.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Deborah, and thank you, Jean, for taking a little time to talk with me.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
For the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Unger.
Welcome back, everyone, to San Antonio, Texas, for the International AER Convention. And I'm standing here with Mr. Kevin Driscoll, and we're going to talk about awards and ideas and recognition. And I'll let you know up front, my wife used to work at Successories, and I used to see cat posters and plaques and all stuff all over my living room walls and floors and things like that. But I could never really read them. I could never really interact with them. You and your company give the opportunity for people to enjoy them on a whole nother level.
Yes, and we really enjoy that. We began doing this because a person that we worked with was receiving an award that we were making, and so we wanted to be sure that they could appreciate that award and also recognize it in the future and when it was review it and remember what happened that day. So that was really important for us, and it's just grown from there. Other people have wanted those same types of things. So the awards that we made, his was a plaque, and so it had the Braille directly on the front of the plaque.
Right.
Rather than just having an applique or something like that could come off, or is also indistinct and does not read as well. So we have a real high quality Braille that's directly in the front of the plaque so that it's easily discernible, and so that they can appreciate that. We can let them know how excellent they are.
And I worked at the Division for Blind Services here in Texas for 10 years. When my former supervisor would give us an award, she would take it down to the Braille unit and they would put something on it. And I love those guys. There's nothing against those guys. But it felt like it was an add-on. It felt like it was an addition. This really is integrated onto the plaque and feels like it was done with that in mind, like it was from the design.
Yes, and we certainly take nothing away from people that work with what they have. We just want to give another option that's not as homemade or, kind of a
secondary kind of situation.
Exactly, like right. It was an afterthought. Mm-hmm. We don't want to make an award that just happens to have Braille on it. We want to make an award for that person to celebrate what they've done, that they can enjoy, and they can share with their other friends as well.
So some of the examples that we have on the table are some basic acrylics. There's some wooden ones with an overlay on top of that, as well as the beautiful piano black that is really nice.
Yes, and there's different sizes, so for different amounts of text that are necessary to accommodate those. We can also do a medallion, a neck ribbon medal that has Braille on the back that is also customizable for high contrast front. And so just lots of different things. We love special projects. If you have an event that you want a custom award for, that you want a certain kind of shape or a feel to that, we love special projects, and we just like to award people for the great things that they've done in a way that they can recognize.
Absolutely. And really nice texture to these wonderful awards. They feel very solid. In the case of the piano black, it is really bolted there, and it's very visually, it's very neat the way that it's incorporated into things. Like we were saying, it's built from the design up front, so it doesn't feel like that I stuck a Braille label on top of a Successories Award kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's our goal. We also want to be able to, we would like for our awards to be, to shine with all the rest that are on the table at the presentation. Mm-hmm. We would like for them to be as nice or better than anything that anyone else is getting. And so that's really what it's about, is because when someone gets an award, it's just tragic if they can't read it themselves, if they can't appreciate what they've received. And it's great when those accolades are recorded for us to remember and be able to appreciate later.
And the inclusive design, you can put it on your desk, or in the case of some of these that hang on the wall, you have a reason not to have blank walls in your office anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And you can actually remember, oh, that was when I was in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. You
exactly.
Know?
So. All right. So we've talked a lot about these things. Where can people learn about these things themselves or order for your products?
Okay. We have our website is www.valleygiftsandawards.com. And we have a lot of different things. All our Braille signage and awards and those things are also included on that website. So I think there'll be a link to that.
Yep, in our show notes.
Completely spelled out. Great. Right. So that's a great way to get in touch with us. We also have our phone number. We can receive calls at 877-614-7507 as a toll-free option to give us a call. And again, we love special projects. We love to put things in your hands that you can be proud to give away to people that have done great things in your organizations and have great achievements. So we love to celebrate with people like that.
That's fantastic. Thank you, sir, for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, so much.
Absolutely. For the Saratog Podcast Network, sponsored by HIMSS, this is Joe Steinkamp.
Live at International AER, I'm Ricky Enger for the Saratog Podcast Network, doing coverage sponsored by HIMSS. And you know, I have this little app on my phone, and I bet if I were to have taken a picture of the booth that I'm standing in front of right now, it would tell me that I'm at Tap Tap C, and I'm talking with Victoria. Hey, Victoria, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing great. It is wonderful to see you guys at the show. Of course, very active on Twitter and in the blind community in various ways, and now you're out and about at a show.
Yeah.
For those who have not heard of Tap Tap C, let's get a quick description of what this is and how it works.
TapTapC is an app for the visually impaired and the blind community that we've developed that allows them to take a picture of absolutely anything in front of them, and our application will identify whatever it is that they took a picture of.
And this is available for both iOS and Android, correct?
Correct. Tablets awesome. And iPads as well.
Very good. How do you guys go about looking at these pictures and telling people what's in them? How do you resource volunteers, that kind of thing? Or do you pay people to do this? How does it all work?
It's magic.
I love it. You wave a wand and bling.
And bling, there you go. That's what you have. You know, we do use crowdsourcing, but we also use computer vision. And whatever the computer vision cannot recognize, that's when the crowdsourcing would step in.
And I think it's great to have both, because sometimes the computer vision actually does a fine job. It sees a logo on the box or something like that, and now you don't have to have a human to look at it. But there are some cases where it's necessary to just have that pair of human eyes and say, okay, this is what this is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So as it stands right now, a person will take a picture of an object, which is then submitted to where magic happens.
Yep.
And you get a return result. Have you considered doing a couple of other things? Like, let's say I took a picture of my thermostat, and the human might say, yeah, this is a thermostat. What if I wanted to know what that temperature was? Have you considered the ability to ask questions along with a picture?
The app actually should identify the temperature, not actually that it is a white thermostat.
Gotcha.
So it might say white thermostat 78 degrees, mm-hmm. but it will definitely tell you that it is a temperature, as well as if you were to look at the time on your watch, it would tell you what the time was and on your watch, or on a clock wall or a wall clock, it would tell you that the time as well. But as far as asking questions, that's definitely something that we have looked into and are thinking about for future versions of TapTapC. It just becomes a little bit more complicated because you're adding in another element into the app that some people want and some people don't want, and then how many questions can you ask? Do you ask the question by typing it in? Do you ask it by speaking? Or do a list of questions appear that you can select from?
Absolutely.
So we're just trying to figure out which would be the most optimal way for our users and what they would like to see.
And it's a lot to think about for a developer. It's one thing to understand that a feature is wanted or desired or whatever by some of the population, but if you have gone into this and you've designed something to be as simplistic as possible, I suppose, then you really have to consider carefully when you're adding something else to the interface, right?
Nothing is simple, especially magic.
That's right.
But it definitely does bring another element to it that could complicate it. And that is more so the concern is we don't want to make it complicated for our users. We
right.
want it to be simple. So for them to use, not so much to program, but for the user, we want it to be a simple interface that they're able to operate and use easily without constraints. And so the question becomes, how do we implement all these other features without complicating it for
yes.
them?
Yes.
So that's what we're working on right now.
For people who do want to submit feedback to you guys or just kind of see, hey, what's TapTapCE up to these days? Where can they find you? Websites, social media, that kind of thing?
They're always welcome to check out our Twitter account, our Facebook, as well as our website, www.taptapcee.com, taptapcee.app.com, or they can always contact us at contact@taptapcee.app.com.
Very good. Victoria, I want to thank you so much for taking a little time to speak with me. And of course, thanks to all of the people involved in TapTapCE for the things that you do.
Thank you.
For the Saratalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Inger.
I hope you've enjoyed the audio that we brought you from the convention floor of International AER. And if you'd like to join the organization, be sure to check out the website in the show notes. Those show notes can be found at serotalk.com, serotalk.com. We'd also like to thank Hims and Elegant Insights for sponsoring our 2014 Summer of Convention coverage. And you can always find that coverage at serotalk.com. Unless you're listening to us on SPN Radio. And if you are, you can find those show notes over there at that website I keep mentioning, www.serotalk.com. While there, why don't you leave us a beautiful comment or a comment about our coverage in general right there on the blog, or send us a shout out on Twitter, twitter.com/serotalk. If you're listening to us on iBlink Radio, leave us an iReport, especially if you're listening on the Amazon Kindle Fire. Or we'll take one from iOS or Android too. There's not a problem there. Right there on the home screen, you'll see the thing that says Submit an iReport, and you can leave us a comment, and we can use that in a future Serotalk. And you can also drop us an email, resources@serotalk.com, resources@serotalk.com, to be able to have your say on what we do in future. If there's an event that you think we should cover, or if you know of a conference that you think might be something we could cover, yeah, let us know. We'd love to know more about it. For Ricky Inger, I'm Joe Steinkamp, and we thank you for listening to SBN coverage of International AER 2014.